Welcome. Welcome to our special council meeting for Wednesday the 13th of May. I declare the meeting open at 5:35 and in doing so respectfully acknowledge the Gadiyara people whose land we're on, respectfully acknowledging the contribution of Gadiyara elders past, present and future in working together for the betterment of the future city of Port Hedland. Welcome everyone. Okay, item 3, recording of attendance as listed with the addition here in attendance, Councillor Butson, and 3.2, apologies from Councillor Melville. Item 4, public time. An important note, this meeting is being recorded on audio tape as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with the minute-taking purposes which may be released upon request to third parties. If you do not give permission for your recording of your participation, please indicate this at the outset. The public is also reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland local law on standing orders, nobody shall use any visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record the proceeding of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the presiding member to do so. No requests have been made and no permissions have been granted. Also, it is a special council meeting tonight, so all questions and statements must pertain to the business of the agenda tonight. 4.1, public question time. I declare public question time open at 5:37. Can I please have a show of hands of those who wish to ask questions? Great, so we'll make a start with you, Mrs. Atwood. Please go up to around the podium area there. Please, everyone, if you're asking a question or making a statement, please state your name nice and clear and your correspondence address in case we need to get any correspondence to you.
Mary Atwood, 111 Anderson Street, Port Hedland. I just wanted to ask two questions. Whether there's been a feasibility study completed on the cost associated with the ongoing maintenance of the proposed facility. I'm a bit concerned about the fact that in the spoil bank it would be fairly good, but if it was decided tonight that it's going to go with the Cook Point, then I'd like to know who's going to maintain it and who's going to pay for it.
Very good question. CEO?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In the comparison of the two sites, there was an analysis done looking at like for like, looking at the costs of both sites. So there are some arbitrary figures on the maintenance costs as well as construction costs for both sites. The town, if the council does support the recommendation, officer's recommendation tonight, a full business case will still need to be prepared by the town for council to consider and for the public to comment on. They would have much more detail about operational costs. Who's going to take the responsibility, given there's likely to be a shared responsibility on a proposal like this, where Department of Transport would take part of the responsibility, the town would have part of the responsibility, and there may be other private owners that take part of the responsibility.
Okay, and that study will be released to the public?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The document that's been done to date is, again, was used as a comparison analysis for the two sites, saying, if you put the same thing at Cook Point and the same thing at Spoil Bank, what that likely cost would be. If council makes a decision to go to one site, there'll be much more detailed work will need to be done and that will be available to the public.
Because as a long-term resident of the Port Hedland area, I know the existing sandbar over Spoil Bank shifted and it concerns me that at the Cook Point, there'd be a lot more movement there because it's more further exposed. But anyway, the second one I want to know about is, has there been an environmental study completed regarding the impact of the reef and the turtles? Because I saw that Four Corners study and I saw a poor turtle coming up to the shore and I want to sort that one out a bit later. and it couldn't go up onto the beach because you plonked all these stones there. And I think that's really bad. So we need to have that environmental study.
Yep. So
which would, in order, if it hasn't been done, yep, on both proposals.
So, Mrs. Atwood, I can tell you that RPS Environmental have done environmental studies for both sites in working them up to the same level, but like the CEO said, exactly the same for any operational maintenance. If once a site is selected, then more detailed environmental study, but also environmental approvals will need to be gone through. That will involve considerable assessment, not just by the EPA, but also considerable public comments as well. So still a long way
and
to go.
Perhaps emphasis on TOs or long-term residents?
Certainly, certainly.
Thank you.
Are there any further public questions? Okay, I declare public question time closed at 5:41. Thank you. Now I'll open it to public statement time, 4.2. I'll declare it open at 5:41. Are there any public statements? Yep. Please go again. Please state your name nice and clear and correspondence address.
Honourable Mayor, Honourable Councillors, CEO. My name's Brian Rayburn. I'm part of the local community, the Marina Reference Group. I've been a part of this organisation since September, looking at the pros and cons. I know your councillors are smart people and you're going to go to the smartest area. The Spall Bank is the smartest area, not only for the people and the residents of Port Hedland, it will also do industry. All the work boats in the harbour, pilot boats, they're all struggling for somewhere to go. This will be the path for them. If it's on the other side of the Spall Bank, they're not going to go there. There'll be about 5% of commercial in a marina on the other side of the Spall Bank. On the west side of the Spall Bank, you're going to have 30, 40 boats minimum, plus other commercial boats coming to town, diving boats, tourist boats. The Rowley Shoals are closer to Port Hedland than they are to Broome, 20 kilometres. You'll probably have tourist boats going to there. Other industries will open up. But it needs to be with industry and work with industry and let industry use the marina to service boats, travel lift, and it'll work for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further public statements? Okay, I'll declare public statement time closed at 5:43. Thank you very much, members of the public. Item 5, questions from members without notice pertaining to this agenda. Deputy Mayor?
Madam Mayor, none for me, thank you.
Councillor Cash?
Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Gillingham?
Nothing, thank you, Madam.
Councillor Hooper?
Nothing that hasn't been answered by this panel.
Right. Councillor
Hunt? Nothing, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Butson?
Yes, I have a question. In on 3D, in town, on page number 8, is it that we would give up the Port Hedland Aquatic Centre, or is it just
to look at opportunities? Yep. So just looking at opportunities, nothing more than that.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Councillor Boxer?
No, thank you.
Okay, thank you, councillors. Item 6, declaration by all members to have given due consideration to all matters contained in the business paper presented before us. Can I please have a show of hands? Thank you. Let the vote record 7-0. Okay, just a disclaimer. Members of the public are cautioned against taking any action on council decisions on items on this evening's agenda in which they may have an interest until formal notification in writing by the town has been received. Decisions made at this meeting can be revoked pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995. Item 7, reports of officers. Item 7.1.1, Port Hedland Waterfront Precinct, determination of marina location. Councillor DeCash.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I declare my proximity interest in this matter, Mayor, due to the fact that I live in Dempster Street, and it could be the place where the waterfront development may occur, so I declare. I was going to ask to come back in, but I prefer not to.
You sure? Okay. So Councillor DeCash is leaving the room, proximity interest. So we still have a quorum of councillors, we're still able to consider this item. So councillors, are there any further declarations of interest? Councillors, we have a recommendation there. It does require a simple majority vote required. Do I have any points of clarification? No. Councillor, before I start, CEO, would you like to add anything?
Madam Mayor, if I may, today we received a submission from BHP Billiton. They did indicate to me that this would be coming in a bit late. I'm happy to read it out. If you'd like me to read it out, otherwise we'll table it and it will become part of the minutes.
Certainly table it. So it will become minutes. So it will become a public document as it is tabled as part of the minutes.
And secondary to that, Madam Mayor, is last Thursday and Friday, I attended a shipping channel risk assessment workshop in Perth that was facilitated by Marico, who have developed and run a software program on risk and is used for many marinas and ports around the world. The workshop was attended by myself representing the town, three officers from the Pilbara Ports Authority, three officers from Department of Transport representing different parts, different sections of transport, Land Corp, and some other people who had been involved in risk management previously looking at this particular project. So in a nutshell, they were hoping to get a draft report. I had requested, a draft report in time for Council's consideration. They've indicated that would not be possible given the modelling work they're still doing on the scenarios. What I can explain to Council is that the workshop looked at the existing risk to the Richardson Street boat ramp, and then it ran similar scenarios on risk of a spoil bank marina with a western entry, and a spoil bank marina with an eastern entry, and also Cook Point. The initial findings were that the current Richardson Street boat ramp, on the basis of the assessment we did on the day, on the 2 days, had the highest risk. So the current boat ramp's got a higher risk than anything else. And the risk levels were within a range of tolerance, a reasonable tolerance between the other three sites. The secondary channel issue was not considered as part of the risk assessment, but was considered to be a risk mitigation opportunity to apply to a western side entry from the spoil bank. Happy to take any questions if elected members had questions on that particular workshop.
So any questions or points of clarification on the detail the CEO has just said or on the item itself? Any points of clarification? Yes, Councillor Gillingham.
Yes, thank you, Mayor Howlett. I just wanted to ask, when you're talking about the western side, you're actually talking about this side of the spoil bank?
No, the west, where the
sun west
sets.
Is actually that side,
yes,
there, and where
the
where we're geographically
side.
Positioned
shipping
is the channel
west
side. Okay,
side.
Thank you.
No points of clarification, Madam Mayor, so move.
I have a mover in Councillor Jacob. I have a seconder in Councillor Hunt. Would the mover and seconder be partial to adding reconfirms its commitment to the western side of the spoil bank as the preferred location?
Certainly, Madam Mayor. Four points of clarification. Great.
Okay, so I have a mover in Councillor Jacob. I have a seconder in Councillor Hunt. With the reconfirms its commitment to the western side of the spoil bank, with the rest remaining. Do I have any against? Motion carried 6 now. Could someone please invite Councillor Dikash back into the room? Welcome back, Councillor Dikash. As you make your way back to the table, letting you know that the recommendation as is, with the slight addition of to part one, reconfirms its commitment to the western side of the spoil bank as its preferred location, was passed 6-0.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Item 8, confidential items, there are nil. Item 9, closure. The next ordinary meeting of council will be held on Wednesday the 27th of May, commencing at 5:30 p.m. We do have public agenda briefings. They are open to the public and members of the public can ask questions of the actual formal agenda at public agenda briefings. That is on Wednesday the 20th of May at 5:30 p.m. Also, tomorrow night, Thursday at 5:30 p.m., we have a community conversations event with WA Police. That is open to everyone and anyone to talk with the police firsthand in regards to antisocial issues, crime, and strategies that are being employed by the police. So you're most welcome to attend that tomorrow evening at Dalesford Park. Deputy Mayor, what?
The airport community forum next week. Just to remind.
There's also next week, if we're thinking on Wednesday the 20th of May, after the public agenda briefing at 6:30 p.m, there will be an information session on the long-term leasing proposal of the airport. So that will be here as well, next Wednesday the 20th of May. So a very busy couple of weeks coming ahead. You're most welcome to attend all those events. There's no further business to consider tonight, so I declare the meeting closed at 5:50. Thank you very much, councillors, staff, and thank you, members of the public, for attending.
Thank you.